Exercise 3, page 41.
I'm now delighted to welcome to the programme Jacopo Di Michele, who rows a traditional gondola in Venice. I wonder, Jacopo, if you could first tell us a bit about the days before gondolas were just for tourists.
Certainly. It's important to realise that for hundreds of years, gondolas were the horses and then the cars of wealthy Venetians, because the city's canals were its roads. Right up until relatively recently, gondolas were the mode of transport of the well-off. My grandfather was a gondolier to the nobility. You can think of the gondoliers of the past as being like the chauffeurs of the rich today, but they actually needed to be much more discreet. There's no screen in a gondola, so the gondolier saw and heard everything. A gondolier who didn't respect and protect his employer's privacy wouldn't stay in his job for long.
I didn't realise the gondolas had such a long history.
Oh yes. Venice's gondolas have been regulated for around 1,000 years. And for that reason, I think we feel immense pride when we put on our striped gondolier's shirts. They've been famous around the world for many generations. You know, the code of conduct that today's gondoliers have to follow includes rules from the days when gondolas were the main way of getting around in the city. The very strict rules on alcohol consumption, for example. It's only right. We're ambassadors for the city.
You mentioned that people used to use gondolas just as cars were used in other cities. So do you get attached to gondolas as much as people get attached to cars?
More so, because gondoliers might spend up to 12 hours a day with the boats. Also, to me, a traditional gondola is a thing of beauty that's more special than the flashiest car, because people make them lovingly by hand, and they are unique to Venice with their elegant curves. I think gondoliers get attached to their gondolas the way equestrian athletes get attached to their horses. The last time I had to change gondolas, I ended up in tears.
Friends of mine went to Venice recently and were shocked by the prices of gondola rides. What do you say to people who say the gondoliers are exploiting tourists?
I would point out that an authentic Venetian gondola costs around 15,000 euros to build and has a lifespan of only 20 years. The gondoliers have to make that money back in the relatively short period of the year that is the tourist season. And Venice is a very expensive place to live. But rowing a gondola isn't something you do for financial gain. It's a way of life. You could choose to work in industry not far from Venice and earn much more than you do on the canals. So people do it because they think the tradition is worth preserving. Anyway, it's not the individual gondoliers who set the minimum charges, but the city authorities.
Finally, Jacopo, is it true that you met your wife through your gondola?
Yes. I say I was very romantic. She says I was cheeky. You see, I saw this beautiful woman sitting by one of the canals, looking like she was carrying the weight of the world on her shoulders. I invited her to ride in my gondola, but she said she couldn't afford it. I told her she should stop sitting around and do something fun, and it was on me. She accepted, and we've been inseparable ever since.